Well, at Rob Herzog's famous presentation to the BizNews conference in 2021, he got the door open. He then kicked it down in the conference last year, and yesterday at outside ANC headquarters at Luthuli House, he made an impassioned speech which has been watched by 65,000 people in just over 12 hours. We're going to find out from Rob in a moment why. You were quite passionate at the two BizNews conferences, Rob, but nothing prepared me for what I saw yesterday. Dressed in a blue shirt, you were with those thousands of DA followers outside Luthuli House, the ANC's headquarters, telling them they're a criminal organization, telling them to footsack. What brought this on?
So 3 months ago, my wife, she always comes up in my presentations, Katie from New Zealand, said, you know, why are South Africans so complacent? You know, why aren't they out on the streets complaining? This country's falling apart by the second, and load shedding being the leading manifestation of that. And she said, everyone should be out on the streets. And I said, well, you're right. You know, South Africans are complacent. They're complacent because, you know, the ANC is just grinding us down. Tons of people are leaving or are planning to leave. And, you know, the silence of the lambs at the corporate level, everyone's not saying a word. The big corporate leaders are either scared or colluding. And you're right. I said to her, you're right. I said, why don't you lead everyone on the street, Katie? And then, sure enough, within a matter of weeks, you know, the DA announced that they're going to march on Luthuli House. And I said to myself, I'm going to go and do it, because effectively I've got permission from Katie. She wouldn't normally allow me to do that sort of thing. But I said, you know, she's her idea, so I've got permission. Let's go and do it. And I rallied about 100 friends to join me. That's really how it happened.
How many people were there?
So I asked people beforehand, how many were they expecting? They said they were hoping for 2,500, 3,000. There were 4,500 people there. It was an incredible turnout.
That is, particularly as it's in a work day and in Johannesburg, you came from the Western Cape. I hear you when you talk about the country not being in a good place, but living in the Western Cape is a very different experience to living in Gauteng, as many of us know from personal experience.
Well, I mean, walking through central Johannesburg was a revelation to me. I haven't done that in ages. And I had a foreign friend with me, Dog, a Swede, who had lived in the 90s and early 2000s in Johannesburg, worked for Anglo American. He was shocked at the degradation of Johannesburg. Potholes, buildings, you know, like horrible hostels, everything had fallen apart. And he was horrified. In the Cape, though, it's a bubble. I look out of the window here, beautiful weather, everyone's happy, taking the kids to school. You know, it's like life goes on. The Cape is a bubble. The rest of South Africa is falling apart. The ANC South Africa is a disaster.
So you were very outspoken yesterday, Rob, through to the fist pumps. When you got that mic in your hand, did a different persona arrive?
So there's a hilarious meme that I love, which says, I never know what I'm going to say. I'm just as amused by all of you with what comes out of my mouth. You know, and that meme is me. I mean, I was asked to come up on the podium as an independent. I wasn't wearing a DA shirt. I did wear a blue shirt. And, you know, Helen Ziller messaged me and said, will you say a few words? And I said, I'd be honored to. You know, I was probably the only recognizable businessman marching, which I want to get back to. And I thought, you know, this is the biggest live audience I will ever have spoken to in my life. What am I going to say? And I never really prepare what I'm going to say. I really don't. I mean, the BizNews second conference, the second one I went to, I did put my thoughts together. And maybe it didn't flow as well as the original one as a result. But I thought to myself, you know, Footsack ANC says it all. Vote for Change says it all for 2024. And then I was just getting angrier and angrier as all the DA people were speaking about the thievery and corruption that Luthuli House represents. And there was Luthuli House behind us. And when I got handed the mic, I just went. And, you know, I went on automatic is what I do. And it really came from the heart. That speech came from the heart. I'm angry with the ANC. I'm angry with what's happening in this country. And I've had enough. I've really had enough.
You've had, on the Biz News TV website, nearly 450 people have commented. I haven't found one negative comment yet, which says something, because we have an extremely diverse community. To have 65,000 people already having watched it, and it's growing at a couple of thousand new people every hour. You've hit a note here. Where do you get your sense of the zeitgeist of the country? Because you've actually nailed it now three times in a row. If I go back to the first Biz News conference, second Biz News conference, and again yesterday.
So funnily enough, I had a meeting after the rally set up with the amazing Franz Cronier. And so when John Steenhuisen was speaking, I listened to most of it and then I had to go. So I said to two or three of my friends, I've got to get to this meeting. So we hopped off the back of the trailer, found a way around, you know, down a side street to go to the meeting to talk to France about zeitgeist in South Africa. But 1.5 blocks away, the six of us walking down the road, one buddy of mine, Kuhle Kumalo, is carrying a Futsak ANC sign over his shoulder. We're walking down the road and about 150 ANC Youth League people had been hiding around the corner, ready to cause trouble. And I think we poked the tiger in the eye by having that banner with us. And they suddenly, I've got a great photograph of Kuhle Kumalo, like a Roman legionnaire holding the thing and just looking at them like, I don't care, I'll fight you. And the one guy said to us, he said, look, if there were 100 of them, we could fight them, but 150 is a few too many, let's run. So we ran off, and these guys came spilling out looking for trouble, which is pretty horrific. I mean, that's typical ANC, you know, scumbag type people. But we got away fine. And I went to the meeting with Franz Cronier, and we spoke about the zeitgeist of the country. And he said that the majority of South Africans are hutful. Enough is enough. They're sick of it. But to bridge the gap of sick of it to getting the ANC out is the work we have to do for the next 455 days. So you've South Africans are angry.
Two very South African words, Futsak and hutful. What do they mean?
So both, that neither of them are the F word or the C word or whatever. They're insulting, but they're not rude that kids shouldn't ever use them. So they are insulting, but they're both Afrikaans words. Hutful means I've had enough, I've filled up my, you know, the down area is full. I need to get rid of all this shit. And Futsak means get out, bug off, you know. But it's not the F word. It's more like bugger off in Afrikaans. And they're strong words, those. And they mean what they say. Futsak ANC is what I really feel. Let's get rid of these people.
You mentioned earlier that you were the only business leader who was in the march yesterday. Why do you think that is, Rob? Well, first of all, I suppose you can tell us why you were prepared to do it and whereas other people are not. But secondly, is it because they don't feel the way that you feel?
Wow, this is a big question. Tony Leon wrote a very, very, very good article. He's a superb writer, 2 days ago. And it was basically saying the silence of the lambs, the cowardice of the business community in South Africa, and mainly big business. You know, the small business people are getting destroyed by load shedding and they're trying their best and they can get really, they can get hurt. But the big business leaders are either cowards, colluding with the government, hiding behind business and politics don't mix, and they're not giving any money to the opposition parties. I mean, it is pretty disgusting. And in Tony Leon's excellent article, he basically said it took business a long time, and, you know, during apartheid, to stand up. Only Harry Oppenheimer really stood up in a meaningful way, you know. And, you know, towards the end of apartheid, business people started to stand up when they realized, quick, let's get onto the right side of history. The same thing will happen here. You know, they're all scaredy cat right now, or doing deals with the government, or like Discovery trying to promote NHI, which will destroy us. You know, it's disgusting, really. I put in a call this morning to a friend of mine, who's the CEO of a big company in South Africa, a listed company, and said, look, part of the deal, if you talk to me, is I won't ever use your name. Okay, I did this with a leader of a financial institution too. And he said, no, I'm happy to meet you and happy to talk, but face to face. So he's too scared to even do a Zoom call with me. And a buddy of mine said, you know, Take Standard Bank. I used this example before. Sim Shabalala is a great guy. He is one of us. He knows where the right side of history is. And he stands up when it's a financial institution issue versus the ANC, but he doesn't go wider than that. And that's because the Chinese own a quarter of a Standard Bank. He is an employee. He's paid a salary. He is an employee. He's a corporate CEO, but he's an employee. And on his board, he's got, and I used this example before, a Communist Party member who helped institute cadre or cadre deployment from the ANC in the government called Geraldine Fraser Moleketi. She's sitting on the board of Standard Bank. So if you replicate that horrendous woman, that horrendous human being sitting on the board of a big company, and look at all the other big companies, there are these ANC monsters sitting there, just sitting there saying, you can't step out of line. Now, I know it's still an excuse for these CEOs not to say anything, but some of them, like Neil Froneman, who's my main hero in big business, they've got to stand up at some point. I mean, you know, Adrian's swanning around Davos. He should be here fighting for the country.
What are you seeing for May 2024? And again, last September, you said, make a note of it. The election's going to be in May 2024. It's become common cause now that May 2024 is right. So once again, your source of information was excellent. How are you seeing things developing towards there?
So I asked Franz yesterday, and he said the ANC is at 47%. He's pretty sure 46, 47 today. If they remain 45 to 47, they'll do a deal with the little parties and get to 51. And the little parties will wag the dog, but it'll be the ANC stealing and breaking for another 5 years. But if they're at 40%, they have no option but to do a deal with the DA. No option. That's their only course of action. ANC DA. And that is a better option than we have today, by far. You know, the DA in key treasury, finance, you know, those key ministerial, like the ANC can have sport and culture, you know, environment and stuff like that. But the big portfolios, the DA runs, who will be president, I don't know. But that is a better option than what we have today, and a much better option than the ANC with these little parties pulling their tail. If we can get the ANC under 40%, then we can have a coalition with no ANC in it. And when I go into get my coffee in the morning from, you know, Vida or Hudson Lloyd, where I love my coffees, I go, an emergency cappuccino, please, with no ANC in it. Everybody in the room laughs, you know. And that's what we want. We want a government with no ANC in it. That's ideal.
Interesting you haven't mentioned a coalition with the EFF and the ANC.
So the EFF is playing it very clever right now. Playing it very clever. In all the by-elections, they are putting their votes, their councillors in with the DA or Action SA. They don't want to run anything. They know it's some municipalities and even Joburg unfixable right now. They're unfixable. They're too many hands on too many budgets and too many tillers. So the EFF don't want to be seen to be screwing up things that need to be fixed because they can't fix things anyway. And they're just playing it quiet and playing it cool. And they're not creating any trouble. They're letting the ANC implode. So the EFF of much, they're way smarter than the ANC. Julius Malema and his EFF boys are way smarter than the clowns of the ANC. I just still don't think that the average South African trusts the EFF. And they know that the mess the ANC's created, the EFF will be way worse. So I don't see an ANC-EFF tie because the EFF will own the ANC. And the ANC know that. And I think the EFF will still be on the fringe when the next election comes. What worries me between now and then is major civil unrest and a collapse of the economy. You know, that's what really worries me coming up. There's going to be violence.
There has been calls from across the spectrum for an early election. Is there any chance, is there any universe that you can see where that could occur?
No, the ANC will get wiped out. If they did it right now, I mean, load shedding is going to kill the ANC. And they think they can pull something together to fix it. I mean, Gwede Mantashe fixing anything is impossible. That's the funniest thing in the world, him fixing anything. Please forget it. And the ANC creating a solution to load shedding is, I mean, they've had 15 years to do it. They haven't done it. Why are they going to do it now? So I just don't see an early election. They're also badly organized. They've got no money. I know they're losing a lot of support, and an early election may give them a 47% or 45%, but I don't see it happening.
You mentioned Gwede Mantashe. The last time we spoke was over fracking in the Karoo, and our headline was Gwede's unlikely ally. I have had some feedback from the ANC and certainly people close to Gwede saying, oh, no, you see, Rob Herzog's not all bad. are they misreading it?
I'm pragmatic. You know, I do think we should use our coal reserves. I do think we're being jerked around by greenies and we should tell them to stuff off. And I do think there's a lot of shale gas in the Karoo that is exploitable. You know, this ancient, dusted off old lawyer that's 10 years out of date, I'll mention his name, he didn't mention mine, Derek Light, has been discredited. And it just happens to be that Gwede and I are saying the same thing. Let's use our coal resources and let's look at all options to be energy independent, including shale. That's what I was trying to spark that debate. So we're on the same side on that one, but you know, he is a communist and he is incompetent. So we'll just leave it like that.
Well, you got further support in the past week when I spoke with Stefano Morani from Renergen, who is also supportive of fracking in the Karoo. But Rob, this whole new you, this popular Mr. Herzog, this guy that people stop in the street and say, please, can I have a selfie with you? How are you handling that fame?
It's not all we like you and congratulations and thank you, because it's really the broader group of people who are supporting me, the people that don't have a voice, the people that are being let down by corporate South Africa, it's not standing up, who, you know, are being let down by the people that have left the country and are not coming back, the people that are being deserted, the ones that have no option but to stay, and no one's speaking up for them except me, it seems. But what am I doing with it? I don't really know. What do I turn it? I don't want to be a politician. Really don't. I have no interest in either standing for politics, starting another party, or saying, I'm with this party, you know, Musi or the DA or whatever. I don't want to do that. I'd rather keep going as I'm going. But I'm not on social media. I'm just trying to build a YouTube following. So the benefit of my following goes to, you know, BizNews and others who do a super job and deserve it. I've set up this DAO, newsouthafrica.org, which I think in the future can become a new way of delivering governance to people. But obviously, we're running out of time for the election. But I didn't know. I need to find out what is my role. You know, if there's a greater power, do me a favor, let me know what it is. But I just think I've got to keep going and telling the truth, because maybe I'll give corporate South Africa some spine at last to stand up and call out the ANC for destroying this country, and put their hands in their pockets and donate. I mean, people say, what should we do? I said, give money. Give money to the DA. Give money to Action SA and Carter and Cope and all the VF Plus. Give money, you know, donate. They don't do it. So business people are very short hands. They're doing the haka all the time, but not reaching the money in their pockets.
And the PA, to close off with, Gayton McKenzie.
So I saw Gayton in Joburg, and I'm a big believer in the guy. I think he's, you know, he's flexing his muscles and working deals just to try and become the guy that is the kingmaker with 5 to 10% come the election. But he is a fervent anti-communist. He's a libertarian. He's an extraordinary man. And I know you were very unsure of him, and then had a conversation and started to feel what I feel about him. He's an impressive, great guy. Give him a chance. I think you should get him again on your show. He doesn't give many interviews. Maybe get him to the conference and hear him out.
Rob Herzog, South African, or I should rather say global entrepreneur, the man who's been thrust into the limelight by expressing his views. Good, as always, talking with you. I can't wait for the next time, Rob, because I'm sure you've got something also,
what's
something
next?
Interesting.
And Alec, you know, I think, what is my title? And somebody said, Rob, you're South Africa's leading non-political activist. I've never been called an activist in my life.
That's a good description. But are you still non-political? Are you, you're not DA, you're not PA, you're not with Muzi, are you trying to be non-aligned or just anti-ANC?
I'm trying to be non-aligned. I am anti-ANC and anti-EFF, but I think it's more important than me saying everyone must vote DO Action SA to say, look, here's a choice. You've got five or six great political parties. Pick one. Pick one and donate, you know, and make sure everybody registers and votes for change. Vote for change. Repeat after me. Vote for change.
Rob Herzog, non-political activist, and I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.